Maryland lawmakers are moving to reform police oversight just as the trial of the police officer involved in the death of George Floyd gets underway. Meanwhile, the state has begun to reopen, even as it has experienced an unsteady rollout of the coronavirus vaccine. This is Don Rush. We talked with Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes, a Democrat from the Eastern Shore, beginning with the need for reforming the laws regarding police misconduct.
What we found back in a few years ago, unfortunately, with Anton Black in Caroline County, it was very difficult to have any access to the police misconduct that occurred. And then that's when we found out that that particular officer was hired in, or was a former law enforcement official over in Delaware, and his record did not and should not have even been considered to be a police officer in the state of Maryland.
Are you concerned that there is a tendency to escalate on the ground, that is, with officers, that they don't get an immediate response and that then the things begin to escalate?
Unfortunately, I've been a recipient of the law enforcement, state police specifically, just turning the situation to or taking it to a level where it didn't need to be. And it was a property issue. But what I'm saying is that all of a sudden, the state police officer just started being very condescending, disrespectful, and raised his voice and got angry during the situation. And I was very baffled by that. So something can quickly escalate to the level where if I wasn't at that given time calm and still trying to figure out why he went there, I could see how situations would escalate and cause the citizen to respond in a different manner. So to that point, to me, you know, we need and should always have additional training in that area, because those things can get to a level where someone may not walk away alive.
I want to turn to the vaccination rollout and the reopening. First of all, in terms of the vaccination rollout, there's been criticism of the fact that it has been sporadic at times.
I'm very much concerned, just as like you are, as the citizens of the state of Maryland are, and more specifically the ones in my district, where the rollout was very fragmented, and it still is. People are not able to get anything. And that's frustrating as an elected official. The last thing I'll say is that it is a disparity in the African-American community. I think I was looking at a poll that was taken the other day by a news station out of Baltimore, and it showed that, you know, it was only 13% of African-Americans are being vaccinated, whereas about 30% of Maryland's Caucasian community is being vaccinated.
Do you think that we're reopening too soon?
No, I don't right now. I don't believe that. People are getting vaccinated. People are still, for the most part, from what I can see, still practicing the masking and the hand sanitizing and things of that nature. The individuals vaccinated, like the teachers, et cetera, that's helping our young people get back into school. But we still got to think about the mental health of individuals. And I'm thinking about our senior population as well as our youth population. It has taken a toll on people's mental health. It's taken a toll on their self-esteem, their confidence, coupled with the fact that we are still grappling with the inefficiencies of the unemployment system here in the state of Maryland. So for the working person that had a job and needs unemployment, they're hurting.
Delegate Cherie Sample Hughes, a Democrat from the Eastern Shore, on police reform and the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.